Hello everyone, this is Greg Vanderford doing a brief introduction to the numbers in the Vietnamese language. The numbers in Vietnamese are pretty simple in terms of how they're organized. Obviously the numbers 1 through 10 in any language are pretty easy to remember, but once you get into the teens and once you get into the higher numbers, some are more systematized than others. And Vietnamese, I think, is a language where it's pretty intuitive once you learn how it goes. So Vietnamese is a tonal language, and so of course with the numbers we have to pronounce things very accurately with the tones. And for the purpose of this recording, we're not going to get into the names of the tones too much. We're just going to go into making sure that you understand how to say everything correctly. So with a tonal language, that means that you have different sounds, such as a rising or falling tone, or a tone that might go down and up, etc. So we're going to be using those today for this little mini lesson. So I'm going to count from 1 to 10 so you can hear how it sounds, and then I'm going to go through each number individually. So here we go. Mo, hai, ba, bom, nam, sao, bai, tam, chin, moi. Okay, so that was 1 through 10. So mo is how you say one. That's M-O-T with a symbol that goes down and it stops in your throat. So even though the spelling ends in a T, we say it with a P sound in this case. So we say mop, mop, okay? And a way to sound that out accurately is you can blow a little bit of air into your cheeks as you say it, mop. Okay, and that's one. Two is high. This doesn't have a tone, it's a flat tone, so you just say it like normal. Hi, like you're saying hi to somebody, but you want to hold it for a brief moment longer than you would normally. So, hi, mo, hi. Okay. Three is ba. That's B-A, and there's no tone in this one either. It's another flat one, so it's pretty straightforward. So, mo, hi, ba. One, two, three. Four is bom, and this one has a rising tone, as you may have noticed from how it sounds. So you want to raise your voice as you say this. The spelling is B-O-N. But again, despite the spelling of an N at the end of the word, we want to use an M sound. So we say bom, bom for four. Mo, hai, ba, bom. Five is nam. That's N-A-M. Again, there's no tone on this word. And nam is the same word for year. So five and year happen to be the same word in Vietnamese. There's a lot of words in Vietnamese that are like that, and the context or the tone will be what delineates between the different meanings. And once you get used to it, it's pretty straightforward. So we have mo, hai, ba, bom, nam. Six is sao. That's S-A-U with a rising tone. So your voice wants to go up. So just like with number four, bom, number six, sao, we raise our voice. It's really important that you get that right. Sao. Right. Yeah, let me give you an example of if we say this word with a flat tone or with a falling tone, how it would sound different. So the flat tone would be sao, falling would be sao. Right. So we want to make sure we say sao and raise our voice up. And this all takes a little bit of practice, as with any language, there's some training that you have to go through to say everything correctly. Seven, moving on, is bai. And this is a tone that falls and then rises, as if you're asking a question. So it goes down and up, bye, bye, okay? And it's important that you get that really accurately, very clearly, bye. Seven. Eight is tam, T-A-M, rising tone. So we say tam, tam, goes up. So what we have is mo, hai, ba, bom, nam, sao, bye, tam. And then nine is chin, another rising tone, C-H, I-N-H, chin, and you raise your voice. Finally, 10 is mui. This is M-U-O-I, but you want to use you want to stick your lower jaw out. You say, mui, mui. It's a falling tone, and the U-O in this word is a common Vietnamese diphthong. So it's one of the sounds that you make frequently, mui. So I'm going to read through 1 through 10 and then go into a little bit more on the numbers and how to count higher numbers for the purposes of this brief introduction. Mo, hai, ba, bom, nam, sao, bai, tam, chin, moi. And that's how you count from 1 to 10. And the reason I said at the beginning of this recording that the language is the counting, excuse me, is simple is because all you have to do to continue on to the higher numbers is add a new number to the 10 or the 20 or the 30, the increments of 10, I should say. So if you want to say 11, you say moimo, and that's just 10, 1. Moimo is 11. So you just add that number to the 10, and you have all your teens. So if you want to count from 10 to 19, we say moimo, moihai, moiba, moibom, moilam, moisao, moibai, moitam, moichin. Now you may have noticed when I said the 15, which was moilam, I said lam as in LAM and not nam. And that is because for some reason, when you're saying 15, 25, 35, or any of the numbers with 5 in them, you say LAM lam instead of nam. But when you say 5 all by itself, you just say nam. So that's one of those things you just got to kind of get used to. And as you use the language, it becomes easy. So I'm going to count from 1 to 19 just for, to be thorough and give you another chance to listen to the words clearly. Mo, hai, ba, bom, nam, sao, mai, dam, jin, mui. Mui mo, mui hai, mui ba, mui bom, mui lam, mui sao, mui bai, mui tam, mui jin. And then 20 is hai mui. And that's just the word for 2 and the word for 10. So if you say mui hai, that's 12. But if you say reversed, hai mui, that's 20. And that's the same thing for all of the different increments of 10. So we don't really need to go through all of them. 30 would be ba mui. 40 is bom mui. Nam mui. Sao mui. Bai mui. Dam mui. Jin mui. Okay? That's 90. And then 100 is mok jam. That's TRAM. Jam. Mok jam is 100. Okay? So if you want to say, for example, a number like 35, we say ba mui lam. Right? Ba for 3, mui for 10. Lam for 5. Ba mo lam. 57, for example. Nam mo bai. 5, 10, 7. Nam mo bai. Okay? So the word order is really important when you're counting. Because if you say mo bai, 17. Nam mo bai, 57. Okay? And that's how the numbers work in Vietnamese. So it's pretty straightforward. But of course, just like with anything in a language, it takes a little while to get used to, and you have to practice it. But listen to this as many times as you want to. And if you want a more thorough understanding of the Vietnamese language, I have an introductory course on my website, www.udemy.com. That's Udemy, udemy.com/learn-to-speak-vietnamese-like-a-native. And there's hyphens in between the words learn-to-speak-vietnamese-like-a-native. So I hope this was useful to you, and maybe we'll see you over at my website. Goodbye.